Hello, this is a 5-minute podcast for beginner English learners by Nassim. Today, we talk about food, fruits, and vegetables and the way we count them or talk about the amount. We also compare Iranian and American food and eating habits.In many Iranian homes, breakfast is simple but delicious. People often eat a piece of bread, a small bowl of cheese, and a few walnuts. Sometimes there is an egg or a tomato and cucumber sliced on the table. You may also see a jar of jam and some honey as well. When guests come, Iranians usually prepare a number of fruits. There is often some apples and bananas and a few grapes. It is a warm and welcoming tradition.In grocery shops in Iran, you can buy a lot of fresh vegetables. They usually buy fruit by kilo. People like to buy some cucumbers, a few tomatoes, some herbs, and maybe a small bunch of mint. Herbs are very important in Iranian cooking. Many families addA little parsley or a little cilantro to their meal. People eat more home-cooked food. Traditional foods like rice, stew, kebab, and soup are common. Young people, however, love fast foods in Iran. Now, let's look at the United States. American breakfasts are sometimes different. People often have a cup of coffee, a banana, or a bowl of cereal. Some people eat a few strawberries or some strawberries with yogurt. In American supermarkets, you can find a large variety of fruits.A bag of oranges or some avocados. People like to make smoothies, so they often buy a little spinach or a few frozen berries. In the United States, fast food is very common. There are many fast food restaurants like McDonald's,Burger King, and KFC. Many people eat fast food several times a week. Life is busy, so people choose fast food because it is quick and easy. When Americans cook dinner,They usually use some vegetables like a carrot, an onion, and a few potatoes. For salad, they might add a little olive oil, a few cherry tomatoes, and some lettuce. When we compare Iran and the United States, we see interesting food habits, different cultures,different foods, but in both countries, people enjoy a mix of fruits, some vegetables, and a little something special that makes meal feel complete. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. See you next time.